Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show.
The president's a little early to be bored, isn't it?
The president's tweeting. Joe favors the president's offensive tweets. Callers back him up, and so then we start a new cycle.
Nothing could be finer than a racist that is minor in the morning.
That's right. He's your favorite racist. He's really the only racist who you really like. But I'll tell you what, at least he is an all-American president, so we should be happy. Yeah, it's funny how nobody yells send her back every time they see Melania. When they see other women, they do.
Yells what?
Send her back.
Oh, send her back. Yeah. I thought you said something else.
I wonder what she thinks about that.
It's disgraceful the way they treat her. You know, she hasn't appeared on one magazine cover since she's been First Lady.
Well, I think she brings that on herself.
Why? What did she do?
Oh, very, very insular. She very relatively makes few
Well, that's because when she does, she gets panned by the media. They just can't wait to get her. If she was a Democrat, the new Jackie Kennedy, so stylish, so lovely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's only on Fox News. They're in love with her.
No, that's other places, too.
I don't know. I think her coverage is very appropriate. The less is the better.
Were you referring to the garment she wears or the media attention she gets?
Probably the media attention. I don't remember what I said, but I'm sure it was
the coverage she gets.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't that. All right. Welcome aboard, everybody. We always like to start out with a few little tidbits of wisdom. Joe, what can you tell us today for the good of the order?
It's Tuesday.
Okay. And I just went out to triple check that the front door was unlocked.
And it's Kevin Hur's birthday, our former
producer. Yes, yes, yes. So what is
48 years old.
Is that what he is?
Oh, my gosh, he's old.
Holy smokes. He's already got half his heart's already been replaced, and he's on.
Tom Morgan and I were talking. Tom and I have known each other for a long time, let's just say, and he's not a spring chicken anymore, and I got one foot somewhere I don't want it to be, I guess. But Matt Cotrillo, Mr. Cotrillo, came in and said, Kevin's 48, and he was starting to say, like, that's old, and Tom stopped him.
He's like, no. Yeah, I'm 60 now.
So be careful.
And I'm 16, you're
76,
that's right. So
this is the old folks' home up here.
Boy, tick-tock, tick-tock, time is marching on here. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. They've been around over 100 years, and they're still very spry and agile.
Young at heart.
All right. And they would just love to help you out like they really can. And that's at the Sunbury Motor Company. Family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. If you'd like to call us today, our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Or you can text us at 70236 if you're a text Connect member. Just reply to a previous message or start a new one at 70236. So that's how you get a hold of us, and we would just love to hear from you this morning. And
did you like Reverend Al's comment yesterday?
Oh, I didn't hear him respond. Oh, yes, if he were a crook.
If he were a con man, Trump would want him for his cabinet.
That's funny.
I thought that was a good line.
And what did the president say about Al Sharpton?
Said he was a con man.
Okay.
Among few other things.
And a racist, right? He was a police hater?
Hates police and whites, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that Al Sharpton hates police or whites. He certainly takes the side of minorities every time there's a chance. Famously, sometimes that goes awry, as with Tarana Brawley.
Well, and he sometimes finds out wherever there is a dispute or an incident or some racially tinged event.
Oh, he's there.
He goes right away. And so
carrying his can of gasoline to throw it on the fire.
What does he do for a living?
I guess he's a minister. Well, he has his own organization.
Oh, okay.
And he's got a CNN or an MSNBC program. I forget what it's called.
Well, he definitely participates in all of our nation's big discussions, so, well, we're glad for that. Makes him a bit of a lightning rod, though. So, and President Trump's tweet still being talked about a little bit in some of his remarks about Al Sharpton.
It sure is, and I thought Greg Gutfeld, who's a very funny guy, I don't know whether you ever watch his show on Fox, but he's also on The Five in the evening. He wrote a very interesting thing about Trump's tweets on Baltimore, which I would like to read briefly for you. It said, once again, the media is calling President Trump a racist, this time for exposing the obvious. Baltimore's Democratic machine has failed the city. After decades of doing what big city Democrats do so well, running their cities into the ground, Baltimore is crime-ridden, drug-ridden, and rodent-ridden. But now the media really cares about Baltimore because Trump tweeted. Meanwhile, what else is our racist president up to? He's about to execute a white supremacist. He's trying to free a black rapper from a foreign jail. He's presided over historic levels of low unemployment among minorities. He's pushing prison reform that directly benefits families of black men. He calls out absent leaders of a city where minorities are the main victims of crime and blight. It's the liberal machine inflicting the suffering. No wonder they want Trump to shut up about it. Wow, Trump sucks as a bigot, but the press deems any criticism of a politician of color to be racist. And of course, what's really racist is that kind of pandering. And he goes on to say, was Trump's attack on New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio just days ago also racist? As always, Trump hits everyone. 600 targets on Twitter alone. Still, the media claims he targets only minorities.
Right.
And they go on to point, he goes on to point out the BBC special that we talked about yesterday, where they used Baltimore as an example of crime-ridden poverty in America. You know, and saying, whether are they racist?
Well,
he points
out
it says racist with an accent, racism with an accent.
We said this yesterday. I said this yesterday, and I think it's true. I don't think the president's latest tweets against Elijah Cummings is racist. Now, he happens to be a man of color, and there are many residents of Baltimore who are black, but most of the comments really, you know, they just don't relate to race. You know, they didn't tell Elijah Cummings to go back to whatever African nation his ancestors came from, or didn't tell the individuals. He talked about, obviously, this critical urban decay that grips so many communities. You can go to Shamokin and see it. But several things popped up since then. One was maybe CNN, probably CNN, did a profile of what is the 7th District. So what is Elijah Cummings? It's a sprawling, certainly looks like the definition of gerrymandering. It looks like an hourglass that kind of melted in the sun. But in any event, some of it is farmland. Some of it includes the Johns Hopkins campus, which is in immaculate condition. Only half of the residents, between 600,000 and 700,000 people, only half of whom are people of color. And there is a segment, a third of it is the worst blight, you know, that exists. So I'm assuming that's the part he's talking about, the rat-infested place. They also talked about what prompted him to do that, and it was to say this over the weekend, and it wasn't Elijah Cummings' testimony in front of the Homeland Security staffer. It was the Fox News program showed some of the segments of this inner-city Baltimore where Elijah Cummings is from, and not an accurate depiction of his district, but it was accurate. What they did show was Baltimore was that neighborhood.
I think it's a fair representation of his district. I mean, everybody admits Baltimore has a problem. And the last two mayors, you know, and again, you can say what you want to about it, whether it's coincidence or not, but Baltimore's been run by Democrats who presumably are liberal.
Right, but you always like to say that, but that doesn't mean anything. Trump's a Republican.
What has
the president done to help
the
Baltimore?
Nothing. Well,
as long as you say that, that's clear.
I mean, nothing directly. Like I said to you yesterday, I'd have felt a lot better about it after he called Cummings out if he'd also said, and we're going to go down there and we're going to help and we're going to see if we can solve this problem. But the bottom line is that the last two mayors of Baltimore have resigned over ethical issues.
Crime
and ethical issues,
right.
Yep.
Okay. Tom, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in. Please go right ahead.
I'm sure Joe heard about Trump's son-in-law, Kushner, didn't he?
Yep, he's got rats in his buildings in Baltimore, too. He needs to be ashamed of that.
What?
Yes, he has over 8,000 rental units in 17 complexes. He makes $90 million, according to what they're saying, he makes $90 million a year on these things. and he's had over 200 violations. He's been fined. His places are rat infested. So, you know, these are the kind of people.
So he's part of the
problem.
These
are the kind of people that make a problem, and then they complain about the problem that they made.
Well, you don't think the Democrats then had anything to do with it? It's all Jared Kushner, right?
Well, Trump's the one who's pushing this. The rich people.
You're not answering my question. You're not
answering.
Oh, okay. The rich people are causing the problems, and they're causing the problems in Baltimore. The last two city administrations resigned in disgrace, and they were Democrats over crookedness.
In order for you to straighten those problems out in this country, there's going to have to be jobs in this country. There's going to have to be places for people to work.
Well, there are. There are more jobs than there are people.
You can't send all your jobs overseas so that they can make piles of money in the stock market. And that's what they do. They want to make money in the stock market. And then they send it over there, get it done. They bring it back in this country and sell it for what they could sell it for here anyway. And you can't do that. We need to make things that you can... If they would just make in this country three things, if they made shoes, clothes, and auto parts, there would be a lot of jobs in this country just making those three things. But no, they got to send it all overseas. I mean, an American car, probably 60% of an American car, the parts aren't even made in this country.
So what should we do about all of this foreign influence?
But what you're missing, though, Tom, is that there are more jobs now than there are people to fill them in this country, and President Trump is bringing back...
But they're no good. They're jobs where you have to have three of them. You have to have three of them to survive.
He's bringing back manufacturing jobs that President Obama said would never come back.
That's what he says.
That's what the economy says, Tom. That's not what he says.
Well, I don't know where they're at. I don't know where they're at. I don't see any sewing factories started up here, shoe factories.
Coal industry's booming.
Automotive parts factory started up anywhere.
The coal industry's booming.
Oh, the coal industry's going down the tubes. Get out of here.
There are more jobs now.
Take a drive out Route 61 to Pack Sinus and Shamokin and Colpmont and Mount Carmel and tell me about it.
Maybe you should go to West Virginia and take a look there, too.
Well, coal is not coming back. I'll guarantee you, coal is going to come back when they start making buggy whips.
Well, I hope they do. I've got stock in the buggy whip.
Coal is not coming back.
Okay.
The rich people are the people that are screwing this country up. They want all the money, and they don't care how they get it. They're putting people out of work. We need to start making things in this country. And so people have a job, and we need to fix health care so it doesn't break companies that they want to leave here. There's very simple solutions to the problem this country has, but you're not going to get them fixed because the rich people have all the politicians paid off, and it's not going to get solved because they want the money. They're greedy.
No.
And that's. But you're never going to straighten the problems out in this country unless people have jobs and start working. That's why you have all these drugs and these slum and rat-infested areas, because people aren't working.
But if you were to pay a living wage to people making shoes, your shoes would be $900 a pair.
No,
and you'd
they
have
wouldn't.
Trouble finding
that's
people to work at the
that's
shoe factories. I think we don't pay
they
the real cost.
They might cost more, but then you got to pay people more.
Right, but so you want to pay
$200
for a normal...
You got to forget about making these people in the stock market millionaires and billionaires.
Okay.
You got to forget about that. That's not going to work.
Okay, gotcha.
But you're missing the fact...
Dan and Lance have to forget about their 401ks and this and stuff because it's destroying this country.
But, Tom, you're missing the fact that many people who invest in the stock market lose money. It's no guarantee that they're going to make money.
Well, most of them make money.
And how do they...
Some people do.
How do companies get the money to grow and produce jobs if they don't trade their stock in the stock market?
They should go in debt and pay it off like anybody else does, buys a car or a house.
Oh, dear. Don't listen to Dave Ramsey.
I just hope you never get your hands on the economy, Tom. I'm sorry.
I would straighten it out. I could straighten this economy out in about a day.
Okay.
But the rich people would want to buy. I'd have to be a dictator to do it. And the rich people would want to kill me. I'll guarantee you the rich people would want to kill me. But I'd straighten it out.
Tom, what do you think is an appropriate price to pay for a pair of blue jeans?
a pair of blue jeans?
Yeah.
Oh, if they were made in the United States, I'd say about maybe $20.
Isn't that funny?
They could easily make them in this country for $20.
Blue jeans that are made in Reading, PA, where they pay a family-sustaining wage to the workers, start out at $150.
Well, that's ridiculous. They're raping people. But you know god darn well it doesn't cost $150 to make a pair of blue jeans.
Well, it does if
now
you're paying the workers.
They're raping the people.
It does if you're paying
if
the worker who makes them.
If anybody's dumb enough to spend that much money for a pair of blue jeans, they're out of their mind.
Okay, but they're paying a living wage, though, Tom.
Well, they're still raping the people. There's people don't have enough brains in their head. They'd buy something if they think it's $150. They'd think, well, it's $150. That must be really good. And they're probably the ones that have the free holes in them already.
Yeah, they cost more.
Well, yeah, that's another topic.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Well, but that's very fashionable.
There's people that's raping people, and there's people that are stupid enough to go for it.
Well, all right. We got a lot of stupid people out there, apparently. Okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you very much.
If you wind up taking over the economy, I hope you survive.
Whew. We're going to have a tough economy.
The rich people are going to kill him.
We're going to plummet if we end up with Tom in charge.
Let's face it. I mean, whether you like it or not, President Trump is bringing industrial jobs back to this country. Black employment's at historic lows, unemployment is at historic lows. Hispanic unemployment, historic lows. People are going back to work. You know, you can devalue the jobs, as Tom does, and say, oh, well, they're worthless jobs. You have to have three of them just to make a living. But, you know, that's not the case. Olivia Ocasio-Cortez made that assumption that the only reason there are so many people unemployed is because some of them are holding two and three jobs. But the simple fact is that having work available for people means that folks have a chance to make a decent living.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take more comers. We got to take a quickie break, but call us now. We are talking about the president's tweets to a certain extent. I think we've covered some facts related to that. Tom brought some common sense idealism to the U.S. economy, saying simply pay people a living wage, but at the same time, pay $20 for the products.
And don't rape them.
Definitely that. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We're trying to fix the economy, cure unknown diseases, and stop raping the workers. So if you have
the public.
The public, okay. If you have any suggestions for doing that, call us. 1-800-
for raping the public? Sure, charge $100 for a pair of jeans.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. I can't find the name of that factory in Reading where they make men's clothing company, making high-end jeans and so on. They used to sell them around here for $150 a pair, but I can't seem to find that.
I don't know. I'm with Tom on that one. $17 is enough for $20 for a pair of jeans.
Right, but see, you're not paying the real price. The real price is that there's an environmental footprint that it relates to that, plus the human footprint as people are being paid too low. Well, but you don't care. You just want low prices, which is why you support our president, because your 401k is okay.
I have picked up jeans in a store that said, made in Vietnam.
Did you?
So are we supporting third world countries? Is that good, or should we not do that?
Well, that is definitely a positive aspect of this, but they do not pay family-sustaining wages at many factories overseas.
Not at our rate, but over there they may pay a family-sustaining wage.
No, sorry.
I don't know.
Nice try.
But we're going to have to make a decision. Do we want low prices, or do we want American-made? And are we willing to pay the extra cost to know that the person who made the goods or products we buy are making a family-sustaining wage?
To that end, Dave on the Hill sends us a note.
He says, Obama gave Baltimore over $1 billion. Where did that money go? The city has been run by Democrats since the 60s. There was an event there 4 or 5 years ago that had them rioting in the streets and looting stores, but I can't remember what it was. What was Freddie Gray getting that bad truck ride from the police department?
Oh, in the back of the paddy wagon.
Yeah, he died.
Right, from spinal injuries sustained. Yep. In that incident. Well, and that touched off riots down there, and you don't really hear much after that. The recovery doesn't make nearly as much news as the incident itself.
Well, one of the things they burned down was a CVS store that had just opened up in the area and was employing people and was serving the community in an underserved area.
Well, and they point out that the 7th District, which is Elijah Cummings' district, also includes a lot of really nice areas down there, Ellicott City, Johns Hopkins campus. Of course, the Inner Harbor itself, we talked about that's right. In Cummings' district, which about 2 blocks deep is the nice segment of that region.
You can't really blame Elijah Cummings for Baltimore's failures. You can blame the city administration for the failures of Baltimore. I think Cummings has done what he could for it to supply money, but he can't change the dynamic or the outcome himself.
I don't know this. I know you don't, but I'll bet $1 billion a year pours into Baltimore for this and that, for federal programs and help and assistance.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know.
And what are we getting for our money? You know, it's funny because President Trump cut off...
Well, they get some of their money back.
He cut off foreign aid to those countries in the triangle down in South America that were not exactly dealing with their own home problems that he felt that money should have gone to. Maybe they should do the same thing with Baltimore. If you can't solve the problem with the money we've given you, solve it yourself. Don't take our tax money if you're not going to fix the issue.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Good morning, Bobby D. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning. When it comes to looking at the economy and the legislation that allows these U.S. companies to get their products made elsewhere, I mean, yeah, you kind of have to look at that also, because what allowed these companies to do that?
To do
and
what?
Then
it's a free market.
Them, you know, make their products abroad and then being shipped back here to be sold. I mean, you know, somewhere along the line, I think that area ought to be studied.
Well, I think there are certainly laws that favor, you know, the importation of foreign-made goods, but you know, what is the incentive? What do you want to make a rule that says, okay, if you have a worker in the U.S., they have to be paid $15 an hour, and they have to, you know, if you want to start up these factories, people don't want to pay the real cost for this. That's the bottom line. You know, the real cost is a human cost. And many times we talk about, you know, what's the real cost of coal or something like that. That's an environmental cost typically, but the human cost is globally, everything less than family sustaining wages are being paid at the factories overseas. But fortunately for you and I, the good news is we get cheap stuff.
Well, does every job have to pay a family sustaining wage? Is that a law somewhere? Should that be a law?
Well, if you earn the minimum wage in the U.S., that certainly would not be considered. I don't know. I don't think every job is required to. If you're, you know, cutting grass or something, considered like an entry-level, lower-level
okay.
job.
Okay, so you admit there should be entry-level positions that don't pay family-sustaining wages, that hopefully with additional training, additional abilities you gain or acquire along the way, additional education, that you are able to raise above that low-paying job.
Right. So, I think that's a good idea, and I think in some countries you can do that. I'm not saying that I have the solution. I'm simply saying that we enjoy in this country, you go to any store, you know, people like to pick on Walmart, but it's the same at Target or Kohl's department store. Is that still open?
Kohl's, yes. The clothing store?
Right.
Yes, primarily clothing. Yes, they're
okay.
still open.
Or any other store around here, or Boscov's, or wherever it happens to be, you see a wide range of foreign goods. And the question you have to ask yourself, and I'm not surprised, supposing that you should not do this, you have to ask yourself, who's paying the real cost for my cheap pair of pants? You know, is it the worker? Is it the environment? You know, fortunately, we're getting it a lot less expensively than it's really costing the planet or the people. But you can ask yourself, who's paying the real price for something that is super cheap?
Well, what is the real price in your estimation? Is it
human misery
that people work in and sweatshops? Or
I think that would be true in some cases, but not all. Certainly some workers are enjoying a good standard of living in terms of the work that's available. And they, if you look at China, they have work, and so that, you know, they don't have the same kind of expenses that we do have here. But the bottom line here, and this last sentence will exhaust everything I know about this topic, the bottom line is you have to ask yourself, no matter what product you're using, buying, or considering using, what is the real cost and who's paying that real cost?
Well, you still haven't defined for me what the real cost is, and that's what I asked you.
Okay. Right. Well, that's in human misery could be in the Vietnam examples, you know, where we've seen factories catch fire and people that were really,
we've had that here in this country
really
too.
Slaves. People were locked in factories. Well, that would certainly not be legal. It was elsewhere, but it isn't here. All right, the real cost of clothing. We're going to finish that conversation when we come back. We got to answer Joe's question and your questions too on WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Please check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, where if you have got your sights set on a brand new Ford, a Hyundai, a Kia or a Lincoln, guess what? You can go to the same place, the Sunbury Motor Company, North 4th Street, Sunbury, or you can go to the same place for the Kias on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. They have a wide range of vehicles, hundreds and hundreds of vehicles to choose from in all of those species and all of the different types and all of the different accoutrements. But if, believe it or don't, they don't have what you need, you can go to the Sunbury Motor Company website with them, or you could do it on your own and order up a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. They would just love to super serve you at the Sunbury Motor Company. It is a rare opportunity for you to pay the real price for a car and to enjoy super service, fabulous accoutrements at the shop, the quick lane, the alignment shop, the body shop. Hopefully you won't need that, but you never know. Get caught in a hailstorm, you'll need the body shop, I guess, and they'll take good care of you at the Sunbury Motor Company. Check out all the details about their hard work at sunburymotors.com. Some very brief news headlines. Northumberland County Coroner's Office called to the scene of a massive fire in Shamokin. Still underway right now. The massive response is the fire has subsided. WNEP reporting that the county coroner was sent to the scene because of the fatality of a woman who was trapped in the blaze. A dozen volunteer fire companies are still at the scene of the fire that started just before 6 a.m. You know, photographs and videos posted on social media. So that fire out of control. National Guard converged on Shamokin yesterday, but not for military activity. It was volunteer work, as individuals who are Pennsylvania Army National Guard members are involved in boarding up and sealing homes that are used by drug users and other individuals illegally. The boarding up process is part of their community outreach and volunteer effort in the community. We talked a little bit recently on WKOK about the community eligibility provision. It's a free lunch for some students.
I think it's positive. I don't know how it can't be positive. I think it's meant for families that qualify, but it provides the entire district with free lunch. So how can it be a positive thing?
And that is Superintendent Jason Bendel at the Shikellamy School District talking about their enrollment in the program. Shamokin and Mount Carmel also joining that. All of this brought to the fray or to the fore because of the Wyoming Valley West School District. Boston musicians come out of town to hold a memorial jam honoring the late Steve Mitchell. Pianist Taylor Fleming announced on his Facebook page, and it's been talked about elsewhere on social media, they're hosting a Steve Mitchell Memorial Jam. It's Thursday night at the Brasserie Louise, 6 to 10 p.m. Proceeds at the event will benefit the American Friends Service Committee. Their Quaker Values and nonprofit all go to their in Mitchell's name. Mitchell died last Thursday, age of 74. And President Donald Trump has signed a bill ensuring that a victim's compensation fund related to the September 11th attacks never runs out of money. Appearing in the Rose Garden Monday with first responders from the 2001 terrorist attacks, Trump approved a bill extending the fund through 2092, essentially making it permanent. The $7.4 billion fund had been rapidly depleting, but administrators recently cut payment benefits up to 70%, according to Save Money. The bill passed Congress on a bipartisan basis, but only after delays by some Republicans that exposed the legislative branch to withering criticism from activists, including Jon Stewart, the comedian. More than 40,000 people have applied to the fund, which covers illnesses potentially related to being at the World Trade Center site, the Pentagon, or Shanksville, PA. And those are the very latest headlines. So we have a permanent 9/11 victim compensation fund rather than one that needs to be built up again every couple of years by Congress, which if you have to depend on Congress, you're not going to be happy.
Well, Rich here has some suggestions for you, Mark. He starts off with saying, Mark, if you ever watch Shark Tank, almost all the time they would not offer a deal until the guest agreed to have China produce the items. This is how we're getting ripped off. The tariffs are upside down. This is what Trump is tackling. Hoorah! Signed, Rich.
Right.
He's right.
That is very true. Yeah, we had a couple of local entrepreneurs that were making various products and still are. And when they were ready to ramp up production, they found out two things. One, that if they, well, first of all, they couldn't find an American factory to touch manufacturing of these particular products. And these were not clothing. These were devices that hold computer monitors or phones in midair, you know, with various configurations. They couldn't find any factory that would touch it. So finally, they upped the ante and said, okay, well, if you make this product for us, we'll pay you $200 per product or whatever it was. And even then, they wouldn't do it. They had to go overseas to get it. It's the only place where they could find a factory would be willing to ramp up and set up and make X number of them that they needed for these. So they had to go overseas because U.S. factories were all shut down, and the ones that remained, you know, were too busy that they couldn't look at these products.
Well, I think you have to look at what's happening in this country. American innovation is still there. We're the ones who are producing the technology.
We just can't
manufacture. That's being sold to other places. And maybe that's good, but that's why President Trump is trying to protect our intellectual property from the Chinese. They don't care about things like trademarks or patents.
So you and I have to pay a tariff because of this?
Well, maybe we should. I mean, I'm happy to pay that tariff if in the long run it protects American jobs or increases American enterprise. If that happens, then I think he's on the right track. And let's face it, he's using this more as a weapon against people than a threat against people than a weapon against people.
Well, I think there's some actual tariffs going on.
There
but
are,
anyway.
But there have been threats of tariffs that have produced desired results. I mean, he's smart enough to figure out that an economic stick is a pretty big stick to wield.
Well, apparently so. It's having a lot of impact on a lot of Americans who are forced to pay more for products that come into the U.S.
Okay.
So
now, all right, if that's the case, if imposing those tariffs, all right, I'm not arguing that. Let's say that is the case. Let's say you're 100% right. But if in the end it motivates somebody to say, hey, look, it's now economically possible for me to start a factory to make these widgets here in this country because the president has imposed tariffs on companies that are dumping their widgets here, isn't that in the end a good thing?
Yes, that would be a good thing. That would definitely be a good outcome. No argument there. as long as, you know, the company is sustainable. Of course, the tariffs could end. That might change the playing field, but hopefully they'd be up and running, would be sufficiently able to stay in business. But that's an excellent point. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Buzz, you dialed that number begrudgingly, but we're glad you did.
You know, I some days I just can't start. I just can't listen. It's discouraging.
You can't stand it.
Joe just said something that I thought was interesting about tariffs and jobs in China. I just Trump trying to protect us from that. I just wondered if he's talking about the same Trump that has all his campaign things printed there, his hats, his neckties, his posters and stuff. Is there going to be tariffs on stuff that President Trump has printed in China that he could have done here?
There should be if the same tariff applies to the Democrats who get the same stuff made over there, too.
Well, I wasn't talking about the Democrats, Joe. Quit throwing that usual shift.
He has his Obama card.
You're only talking about Republicans. I'm sorry. Forgive me. They're the ones who are causing the problem.
We're talking about the president.
Well, if I can't finish, then there isn't any point in talking. But that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Well, the answer is yes. I mean, even though you didn't answer it, the answer is yes. The president would have to pay the tariff.
Well, sure. If there's a if we're going to put a tariff on that type of thing, then it should apply to Republicans and Democrats. You know, I see some Democratic candidates get their stuff made here in America, and so do some Republicans. I've had stuff handed to me that said Made in America on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what's the deal? If we're going to impose the tariff on one, we impose it on all, don't we?
Impose it on everybody. Okay. One of our listeners sends us a note about Levi's. Read that first line carefully.
He says, good morning. Levi's. I have been wearing Levi's all my life. They were made in America and now in another country. I still pay the same price today, so it's all about greed. Signed, Bob.
Well, people want... Well, I think in the U.S. We've been trained to focus on just the lowest possible price for all the goods and services that we receive. No matter what the real cost is, we want the lowest price. You know, Mr. Levi's here, I don't wear Levi's, but he and the pants that I wear do come from overseas. Do they come from, you know, Bangladesh or other companies? What did you say, Vietnam, where the...
Ironically, we fought a war in Vietnam, and now we're trading partners with them.
Right. Well, we buy it, in a manner of speaking, yeah. We're not really trading. We're just having their workers make our clothing ultra expensive, inexpensively.
The problem that the president's facing, and I know Buzz won't want to hear this, is that there has been a trade imbalance in this country for years, whether it's been under Republican administrations or Democratic administrations. If President Trump is able to do something to affect a positive change in that trade imbalance, he will have done an immeasurable good deed to the working people of the United States of America.
Well, in the words of Dr. Russo of Susquehanna University, a noted economist and head of the business school, it's crazy enough it just might work. So, we'll see. And he likes the president. That was a compliment.
Well, I like what the president's doing. I mean, you and I have discussed this before. Personally, I think the guy's pretty close to reprehensible. But his policies and what he's doing to try and affect a positive outcome for the workers of America is a good thing.
Well, I think you talked to get your Republican list of all the good things that are happening into blacks in the U.S. because of President Trump. I don't think that every single thing the president has done is wrong. I mean, I have a 401k, too. I always make fun of yours, but I have one, too. You know,
how's it doing?
Satisfactorily. Right. Had like 11% growth in the past 4 years, which is pretty, you know, that's good, right?
Well, you ought to be a Republican.
I am. Only for,
no, you're not.
Yeah, in name only.
I've but seen in any Republicans.
You mentioned
you're
that.
No Republican.
President Trump is assertive globally. You know, I think he gets a lot of criticism for being friends of dictators, but isn't that much, much better than being on the brink with our worst enemies? It's too bad that he's so close to Vladimir Putin, who actively influenced and helped President Trump win the 2016 election. That was wrong. Well, but on the other hand, is it not better to, what do they say, keep your enemies closer? And that's what the president's doing. And you had the minority statistics in front of you today, right?
They
for
did,
unemployment. Well, in any event, they're
I have them here, yes.
Because the economy's raising
well,
up everybody.
Well, I mean, he said, meanwhile, here's what our racist president is up to. He's about to execute a white supremacist. He's trying to free a black rapper from a foreign jail. He's presided over historic levels of low unemployment among minorities.
There it is. That's okay. The number's not there.
He's
but
pushing
in any event,
prison reform that directly benefits families of black men. And he calls out absent leaders of cities where there's terrible conditions to deal with.
The filthy rat infested. Yeah, that's the kind of positive, constructive comments we need. All right, we got some callers waiting.
But is it the truth? How would you put a face on? How would you put a pleasant face on that?
You would say there are very significant issues in about one-third of Elijah Cummings' 7th District that is just abject cyclical poverty.
You didn't happen to see the report I saw this morning. They had I think it was on CNN. They had a report from a Baltimore TV station that they were doing showing some of the backgrounds of the areas the president was talking about, mm-hmm. and a rat runs out of the garbage pack and runs across the screen.
Well, I think the president is right. The president didn't lie.
You can't put a smiley face on that.
No, but the president can say, if the president is doing his job as commander-in-chief of this entire United States, not everything except one-third of Elijah Cummings' 7th District, he should say, look, Elijah Cummings, I know that we have some very significant differences, but we have the same goal to raise up individuals who live in some of the worst neighborhoods in your district. I know that they are rat-infested and filthy now, but they do not need to be that way. We're better than this. I, as a president, am better than this, and so are you, Elijah Cummings, as a congressman, are better than this. So let's work together to raise this up rather than use 150 characters to do name-calling and insulting people.
Well, bear in mind that Baltimore's murder rate is about the worst in the country.
Well, we got
so
big,
who
we got
do you blame
big issues.
For that? Who do you blame for that?
For
and
the
what do you do
rate?
About it?
I don't know. We'd have to look. Why is the murder rate so high? We love guns. That's our joy.
Well, I'm not certain they're all committed by guns, but it's just a lot of people killing other people in Baltimore.
All right. What are we going to do about the huge murder rate in our cities? Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. We've got callers standing by. We'll take more comers. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Two callers waiting. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about things a little bit more globally than just focusing on Baltimore and that horrible, horrible intercity area that's filthy and rat infested in Elijah Cummings' 7th District. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the mark.
Well, if money is the root of all evil, I took notice that on Sunday morning, they ran a whole program on Sweden, and they don't use money anymore. They use cards.
Paul, you got that a little wrong. It isn't money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money.
Well, either way, money is at the top of the list. But they don't have an exchange value. They use cards. And I think that we are heading towards that direction because more people are using credit cards than they are cash. And the other thing that I was wondering, too, is that if they colonize Mars or colonize the moon, what type of exchange are they going to use for money?
I think they'll use the cheese the moon is made out of, Paul.
Right.
Cheese will be the medium of exchange.
They use cheese coins, probably, I would think, anyway. 1-800-795-9...
What is the moon cheese made out of?
Cheddar.
Cheddar.
Didn't
you
ever hear that? People say, oh, that's a nice piece of cheddar, talking about money.
Oh, no, you know, okay.
That costs a lot of cheddar. You never heard that phrase?
Never heard that phrase.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
You betcha. Bill, thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Hey, before I get into my Google question about Elijah, he ran it about the border people. The border people are getting fed, getting medical, and they're actually living better than these liberal cities like his with these homeless people that don't have nothing. So they're actually getting more than the homeless. They got it that much more better. But getting back to the Google is on Gabbard. She has a $50 million lawsuit against Google after the first debate they were blocking her. And I previously said that Google censorship is run by former DNC employees, whether it be Obama, Hillary, etc. And they're run by YouTube and Google. And this is an example where they're turning on her own because she was getting so many millions of hits that they started blocking her accounts. And she's going to bring it up at this next debate. But just to go to show you, back when Trump was running, when they were running the crooked Hillary, that was his theme. If you would have went and Googled during the day up to midday, and if you typed in like crooked, like part of crooked, Hillary would automatically come up as a top search, and all you had to do was click on it. By the end of the day, if you typed in crooked, it wouldn't pop up crooked Hillary. They were erasing it. They had somebody assigned that censorship to erase when you're typing in what pops up, and it's been proven. And this is how they control what the general public sees as far as coming with this election coming around.
Okay.
It's proven. But if back when Trump was going crooked Hillary, and if you would type it in, it would pop up in the morning, but then by the end of the day, it wouldn't. It was erased. And then every day they were doing that. Now they did this with this Gabbard, and I guess she had a good presentation. Americans were Googling her. They blocked everything. They kept erasing her. Then, you know, they're pushing these other jabronis.
Okay.
That's a good topic to bring up for you guys, how they're in controlling it, what the Americans see and whatnot.
Okay.
Interesting point.
That's Google's speciality is controlling what we see.
If you would go and see all the employees in the censorship department, it's been exposed that they all previously worked for the DNC, every one of them.
But they deny bias, though. To be honest with you, Bill, I mean, they deny that they set up to do this.
That's like Mueller hiring all the Democratic attorneys. I mean, same thing. You know?
Well, I never actually searched for crooked.
I want to know when Mark, right? When it gets exposed, the coup gets exposed, and Comey and all them are getting indicted and possibly do jail time and whatnot. How's he going to feel about his Democratic Party then when... The corruption is exposed when Barr exposes everything.
I don't know. I left the Democratic Party. I couldn't care less about what happens to him. So I have no opinion about that. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for calling in. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. One of our listeners sends us a note to say Mark's trying to think of Bill's khakis. But he says if you go to the Bill's website right now, you'll see that their $182 jeans are currently on sale. For $85.
Well, that's a deal.
So, Yeah, and they may or may not currently be operating a factory in Reading. I can't seem to pin that down. They had a factory building in Reading. We're paying family sustaining wages, and you could get tours of it and so on, but I can't seem to see anything current about that.
Well, Dick's taking me to task. He says, have you ever wondered or even care if most of your callers are the squad, Cindy, Lance, Dan, etc., and you have lost many of the callers like Buzz? He was trying to bring up the Trump tariffs and, in your usual way, shift to the Democrats or Obama, your normal comeback, instead of actually answering the question at hand, and most likely will not get Buzz to call again. Nice job as moderator. Sadly, I don't think you even understand how you come across on the air to many of us. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the issue. This is an opinion program, and if you're going to call with an opinion, you have to be willing to discuss it. You can't just call in and say Republicans are bad and evil and the president's despicable without us talking back to you about it. And Buzz doesn't seem to want to have that conversation. He said, if you're not going to let me finish, but we were going to let him finish. But we talk to the people who call in here. We talk to each other, too. Be an interesting show if you just made a statement and I sat here silently, or if I made one and you sat here silently.
Well, Dick is right. We do not know how we come off. We don't hear the program. We just do it.
We do it, right.
So, but if folks think they're not getting the open mic they deserve, thank you, Dick, for pointing that out. We'll try to
We're more than willing to let people finish. We give them 3 minutes. Sometimes if we don't have another caller on hand, we'll give them 5 minutes. But we reserve the right to talk to them or question them about their opinions or to offer another opinion of our own.
And using your Clinton and Obama card is something Joe and I both do, and it's a global problem right now, you know, where people say, well, the president's doing this and that. Well, President Obama was worse. He did this. And, you know,
and
then
how many
the next
times have you heard me say
Clinton
that I think Donald
worse.
Trump is reprehensible in many ways in this program? I defend his policies. I don't defend him as a human being or as someone who is trying to make life better by being pleasant and sweet to people. He's not.
You don't argue that he's one of the vermin that he's talking about in Baltimore. We know that to be true.
But to equate his tariffs with things he purchases overseas. Yes, he should purchase those things here in America. I conceded that when Buzz asked me. It's true. I think he should pay a tariff if he's buying stuff from foreign countries. If he's going to impose it on others, he should impose it on himself. That's only fair.
Well, in Bill's khakis, it's the perfect example. Yes, it's made in the U.S., but the question is, you know, it costs three times. I don't know what a pair of pants costs these days, but they're probably, if you get them from L.L. Bean or what's that other popular company, Land's End.
Land's End, yeah. They're expensive.
They are not made in the USA, and they are $30, $40, $50. I would imagine Walmart has $20 jeans. I'm sorry, I don't know that to be true, but I know things are pretty reasonable.
Less than $20 at Target from time to time.
I wear
them around the house to do chores in.
But you wouldn't wear them out?
Well, I don't know. They didn't look that bad to me. I'm no connoisseur of jeans. I can't look at your jeans and say, man, he paid $100 for them.
I'm not looking under the table to see what you're wearing.
I'm wearing shorts today because it's warm.
Well, I'm definitely not looking under the table now. All right.
Well, your shoes are off again, I'm sure.
Yes, they are. My shoes haven't been off. I haven't worn shoes since 6 o'clock this morning. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. Call us immediately. 1-800-795-9565. We're trying to cure all known diseases and feed the poor. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565.
Ooh, that's cool.
Exciting music here. exciting people, exciting local people want to talk to us.
And we have two of them on the line now.
Starting out with Dan is on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You and know, Dan, before you start, reminding you that Chris follows you, so you may want to be careful with what you say.
All right. I will. I'm always careful. But, you know, here's the thing. You guys don't discriminate against any caller. You let the anti-Trump people on, all they want to talk. You let Chris on. A lot of times he's on a long time when you have no other callers, so you don't discriminate. That's not true at all. You have equal opportunity, and you never discriminated against me. Well, sometimes I'd like to talk about prophecy more and the Lord more, but whatever the topic is, I try to go along with it. And on free trade, you know, Trump isn't necessarily going to get everything made here. That's not what he proposed. He proposed free and equal trade. We make what we can make well here and ship it to them, and whatever they can make, they can ship it to us. But we want a free and equal board to play on. And I think that's what Trump wants, and that's what he's going for. It's not that he might get hit poster. I don't know where he gets his stuff made. I don't know. I never looked at it, if it's made here or made over there, but it's equal.
Do you have a MAGA hat?
Yeah.
It should say on it where it was made, somewhere.
I didn't look that close. I have a Trumpy bear. Too, by the way, Joe, and I didn't really look. I'm going to look today where it was made, just to make sure it was made here. And I don't see the hypocrisy in trading with other countries, but it's got to be fair and equal.
And I think that's what the president's shooting for, fair trade, not free trade.
That's it. It's not, and you know what, we would like more jobs brought back in the States, but he's doing a good job on that. Like you stated, there's more jobs than people right now. And a lot of my fellow Woodmode workers that I talk with, a lot of them found work already. Now, some of it isn't quite the pay they received at Woodmode, but in time they'll work their way up to the better pay, you know. So there's jobs out there now, some of them that probably don't pay near what they were paid at Woodmode, but they're finding work only because of the Trump economy, and that's why they're finding these jobs right now. And I still see ads on the TV for workers, and you have, I don't know if you have any anymore on your station.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people advertise. That's a good way to get the word out.
I thought you did yet, because I used to hear that at Elizabethtown Egg Place, and there's a lot of jobs out there, but, you know, the wages are going up, and that's great for the American people.
All right, we got another caller.
And you guys haven't, nope, you don't discriminate, Mark. You guys are equal, and much appreciated all the time you give me to yak on. So you guys have a great day.
Well, you had 4 minutes and 18 seconds, so that's what we'll give Chris.
Okay.
We're equal. We're desperate for calls, so we'll take anybody. And that, now we're at the bottom of the barrel. No, just kidding.
I guess.
Good morning, Chris. Not true. Good morning. Thanks for checking in.
That's where the gold and the scum is.
Ooh, I like that. The slurry's at the top, but the bottom is the good stuff.
Yeah, well, for Dan's information, all the Trump stuff was made overseas before he was president, and I haven't heard any change. I'm pretty sure they still are. But anyway, his policies have also caused an increase in the deficit, and it's also increased the trade deficit. In fact, there's a new record for trade goods deficit. So that part isn't working at all so far. Maybe it just hasn't had time, though.
Well, maybe it would be much, much worse if it weren't for the tariffs.
New record, yeah. It would have been much, much worse. Now, about the one thing about the tariffs is one thing businessmen do not like is unpredictability.
Right.
They aren't going to take action when the economic outlook is unpredictable. And with Trump doing his hit-and-miss tariffs on, off, threatened, maybe, it just discourages them to do things because it might change the next day. I think that's a definite downer for businessmen. And now that we've established that he really wasn't talking about Cummings because of his testimony? Is that what he said? He only did it because he saw this thing on Fox News?
Well, yeah, what happened
what
was
earlier?
He did see it on Fox News. You're right. Because I even said to Mark yesterday, I thought it was ironic over the weekend, I saw Fox News did a story about Cummings District. And the next day, Trump's tweeting about
news
it.
From.
Yeah, well.
Except he doesn't even like them anymore.
Not
He's
entirely.
He's going to this real U.S. news or something. I forget what it's called. He was promoting. He didn't like their polling because their polling said he was behind.
Right.
So he dumped on them seriously for their polling, and their polling is pretty much in line with everybody else, and their polling has never been particularly bad.
But Chris, do you think that the president... I agree with you with what you said about the markets don't like uncertainty and business people don't like uncertainty. But don't you think when he's keeping these foreign countries off balance, he's achieving a goal or striving for a goal that would benefit American workers in the end?
He's striving for it, maybe. But whether it's likely to do it by random actions like he does, I have my doubts. Now, you did mention what I already said once before is going after China for copyright infringement and things like that, and I agree with him on. And the legal action he's taken that way was good. The ending of the trade agreements worked against that, but just like the Iran situation is terrible because he ended that lost 10 years of trying to bring Iran into normalcy.
Well, so, they're still not there.
Yeah, I know, because he ended the Obama agreement.
You think they'd have been there if the agreement had been left in force?
I don't think they'd be taking tankers on the Gulf of in the Gulf.
Strait of Hormuz.
Strait of Hormuz, yeah.
No.
So yeah, I think that's deteriorated largely because of him, and so far he hasn't. I think his willingness to talk to them is good, but he's got to do more than just say it.
Well, look at what he's done with Korea, even though he's professing friendship with
Kim
Jong-un. Well,
they're shooting short-term missiles, and...
But he hasn't taken any of the pressure.
I think it's like the Mexican president with the wall at the beginning of his administration. Just don't show you're doing anything on your nuclear program, and don't shoot off the missiles, and we won't impose any other rules on you.
But he hasn't backed off the rules he did impose. He hasn't given an inch.
Well, they shot the short. They weren't supposed to shoot ballistic missiles, and he did nothing about that.
But they haven't shot any since they've
yes,
been
they
talking.
Yes, they did.
They've
did
shot short range, short range
missiles, which is also against the agreement.
Well, short range missiles. I think you know they have
they
a right to. They're not the only ones that have them.
Missile testing is against the agreement.
Right, but they're not the only country that has short range missiles. Most countries have those today.
Yes, but it's against the agreement, and he did nothing about it.
Well, we'll see what happens.
And it was Cummings. He called Cummings a racist, I believe, right? And that's what I said was despicable in my letter. And you seemed to, you said about one thing in that, in my email, and you said something about nobody called him that.
I didn't hear him call him a racist. I didn't hear him call Elijah Cummings a racist.
I think it was racist Cummings.
I didn't hear that. If he said it, I didn't. I honestly didn't see it.
Okay, well,
and
maybe...
And I watch MSNBC and CNN.
Racist got as close to the word Cummings, and I misheard it. So we'll let that drop.
Well, no.
We know better.
Yeah, we have your email here.
But,
says,
you know, Nadler started impeachment hearings, and he didn't go after Nadler. He went after Cummings instead, which seems kind of strange. It's like he... to attack black people.
No, I don't think
and
that's the case.
Just because you he always liked rappers as entertainers, and black people should be entertainers and boxers. He likes those.
Okay, well, you're at the six-minute level.
But that doesn't make him not a racist.
Okay.
Just because he likes black people as entertainers and boxers. It might even make him racist.
Dan said we were fair, but we only gave him 4 minutes, and you've had six. So.
Oh, we don't care about fairness on this show. It's an opinion show.
Well, our opinion is we're trying to be fair. But in all honesty, I think he didn't come after Jerry Nadler because Jerry Nadler's district isn't as bad as Cummings. And his point was that Cummings was arguing in those hearings that somehow the people running the border have been keeping people in deplorable conditions, and the president just pointed out there were pretty deplorable conditions in Cummings' district.
Yes, but having deplorable conditions in your district is no reason you shouldn't be concerned with anything else in the world when you're a U.S. representative. And commenting on your opinions of those is, I mean, did he stay in New York and fix the problems there?
Who?
No, they still have...
He wasn't an elected official in New York.
No, but he's very influential.
He could have run for mayor.
He said New York wouldn't even be there today if it weren't for him.
No, mayor likes...
Did you catch his comments in the front of for the 9/11 speech he gave? He said he was down there a lot. He wasn't down there at all. Nobody can say they even saw him down there.
Down where?
Down where?
Down where 9/11 happened.
Oh, at
Ground
the scene.
That's what he said. And I was down there a lot, but I wasn't a first responder, he said.
Well, yeah, he was down there making money.
Yeah, what nonsense, you know?
In Manhattan.
Nobody even knows, nobody ever saw him down at the towers.
Down there. He just means he was working nearby in office buildings.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, I strangely enough, I used to work in the building that's on the same block as Trump Tower is now. Trump Tower wasn't there when I was there. Well, it wasn't Trump Tower anyway.
Well, do you remember Mayor Catherine Pugh in Baltimore? When she was touring that area in Elijah Cummings' district, she said, and this is a quote, "What the hell? We should just take all this stuff down." She said, and you can smell the rats, you can smell the dead animals.
Mm.
She's a Democrat.
Yeah, and you know something else? Maryland is the richest state in America.
Get out of here.
Yes, it is.
Not
so,
this neighborhood.
Maybe they need a little help from their state government, maybe, huh?
Possibly.
All right, thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. We'll take a quick break. We've got two emails pending. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is there. Promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
go.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Mark Lawrence. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number.
Whatever.
Still have time for your call.
Whatever. What about President Obama, though?
Well, we have time for that, too.
I'm dismissing anything you say in favor of conversation about President Obama.
Okay, thank you. We have three emails. The first one says, hello, Trump said yesterday when he signed the 9/11 bill, he was there helping. Really, he wasn't anywhere at 9/11, ground zero. He said he had many friends killed there, too. More fake news. He lies, lies, lies. Another writer says, actually, the same writer, another topic, says, good morning. Every state has made minimum wage what they want. Democrats passed $15 per hour now. The Senate needs to pass this. They won't because it wasn't their bill. Trump would not sign it either. Well, that ignores the fact that many people believe it would take away or lose approximately $3 million jobs for young people who currently work for less than $15 an hour.
Well, can't we raise it just a little bit, $7
sure.
an hour? There are some individuals earning that.
Why don't they just peg it, set it to something like $10 an hour, and peg it to the cost of inflation?
If
inflation goes up, it goes up. If inflation goes down, it goes down.
No, because this argument benefits conservatives every time we have it.
Why? Why does pegging it to the cost of living index benefit conservatives?
Because conservatives want to have the argument to show that they're a stick in the mud. But if they don't have that, they can't say they're conservative, so they have to have this discussion.
I'm a conservative. I'm just telling you, I would support a $10 minimum wage that was pegged to inflation.
Oh, you're the only common sense Republican in the building. Oh, wait a minute.
Not according to some of our listeners.
Me and you, we're the only ones.
In any event, one of our other writers says, you can get jeans at Walmart for under $20, usually Wrangler jeans, whose label on the back says Greensboro, South Carolina. I think that's Greensboro, North Carolina, sell for less. They are made in Mexico. Their own brand is even less. I just got a pair of Levi jeans for $20 at Walmart on sale, made in Bangladesh. Sad state of affairs, but we all want cheap jeans. Yeah, yours came from Bangladesh. The pair I bought, I think, at Target said made in Vietnam.
Okay.
So